We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, January 16th. Now, the big road trip for the 20th-ranked CU men's basketball team beginning tonight in Tempe, Arizona, as the 13-3 Buffs square off with Arizona State for the second time this season, but the first as a conference game. And on Saturday, of course, the Buffs will battle Arizona down in Tucson. But the desert has not been kind to the Buffs in recent years on this trip. In fact, CU has dropped six straight games to the Devils here in Tempe. However, senior Lucas Siewert says the Buffaloes are primed for this road trip.
This road trip is extremely important for if we want to get to a Pac-12 championship. And I'm really looking forward to it because that's one of my favorite places to play. It's in Arizona, mm-hmm. So you know, we're always looking forward to that kind of environment, and you know, we get ready for the game. So I think we're really focused for this trip. I think we're really trying to get that road sweep.
So our coverage tonight from Desert Financial Arena begins at 6:30 Mountain Time with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 7 between the Buffaloes and the Sun Devils on the Colorado Basketball Network. The game airs in Denver at 850 KOA and 94.1 FM, as well as XM Radio, Channel 381, and, of course, streaming on the TuneIn app at CUBuffs.com. For more on the Buffs prep for the Desert, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the Colorado women's basketball team's been playing well, but have had a little breather here with a one-game week as they take on Utah Friday night at the Event Center. The Buffs beat the Utes 80-70 in Salt Lake City to open up Pac-12 conference play back in late December. On to skiing. Senior Michaela Tommy won her third straight giant slalom race for the second straight season to power the Colorado ski team into the lead after the first day of its own Spencer James Nelson Memorial Invitational at Eldora on Wednesday. CU's meet will continue with two more days of alpine skiing at Eldora. Junior Joey Young finished eighth for the men on Wednesday and is looking forward to what's coming up today.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an advantage having first slalom tomorrow on our home hill. Like, there's some, you know, little rolls, little fallways and stuff that we've been training, so it's definitely a little advantage. But just kind of building off of Aspen, I mean, the guys were all pretty disappointed in how we ended up in Aspen, so just kind of trying to bring our confidence up and really attack and get everyone in the finish pretty as fast as we can tomorrow. That's what we're looking to do. And the girls just kind of build off. They skied really well in Aspen the slalom, so just keep going with that.
The Alpine teams have two more days of racing in Eldora, both slalom races. Today's races will be a part of the team scoring for the CU Invitational, and Friday will be an RMISA qualifier, which won't count for team scores, but will for individual accolades, including NCAA championship seeding, MVP, and all RMISA and other awards. And the University of Colorado Track and Field Program heads down I-25 to Colorado Springs to compete in the Air Force Invitational on Friday and Saturday. The Buffs will not have a presence in the first day of this three-day meet, as the team will not compete any combined event athletes in a pentathlon or the heptathlon. So action for the Buffaloes begins tomorrow. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.